Welcome to Negotiation with Alice, your negotiation podcast. Everything that you do where you need to get on the same page with someone else is a negotiation. So whether you have to negotiate a contract with someone, or you simply need your boss to sign off on that program that you'd like to implement, or you want to figure out how to rebalance the chore structure in your home, or talk about what vacation you want to go on. All of these things are negotiations. So in my podcast, we go over both personal and professional conversations, which all are considered negotiation, and I will give you tips on how to come out ahead. Welcome to the show. Welcome, listeners, to another exciting episode of Negotiation with Alice, your negotiation podcast. Today, I've got Christian Schroeter here with me. Christian, won't you please introduce yourself?
Yeah, hello, my name is Christiana Schroeter. I live in San Luis Obispo, California. You might have heard of that beautiful place right between San Francisco and Los Angeles. There's a cute little university here where I'm a professor. And I'm also a health and happiness coach. So my business is called Hello Happy Nest. And that's really what I'm here about today.
Wonderful. And what is your question for me, Christiana?
Yeah, thank you for asking. So in my business, my Hello Happy Nest business, I have two virtual programs where one of these programs priced at $279. That's a lifetime price that you pay right now there to get access to the virtual program. And that also has a one-on-one coaching option involved. It seems that some customers might sometimes struggle a little bit with that price point and saying it's a little bit too much for me right now. So I would like to get some feedback with regard to, is that price point too high? Does it seem like I should do anything about it? Talk with the customer. What's the best way of going about this?
Sure. And just for our listeners, if you can just outline what they would get for this so that we can kind of dive into the conversation that you can have with people when they are trying to sign up. What exactly would they get for that price?
Perfect. So the higher price program I call Next Value, they actually get access to 21 videos that are nicely tailored for a 5-minute inter break in the day. So you basically, whenever you have 5 minutes, you can watch a video, and the videos build on each other to help with your digestive health, but also with your movement, with your food, and with your, most importantly, with your self-care. So they have educational value, but of course also fun, because you put the fun back in the fundamentals right there. And then going along with the videos, which you can either way watch on your phone, or you can listen to them with an audio. They also have subtitles, so you could even just read them. I also have handouts that are essentially like little workbooks. And the goal of the workbook is you're really creating some value and that self-care time during the day. And do you just start with 5 minutes? It's kind of like when people learn a language on Duolingo, we weave little tidbits in there to create a habit. So over 21 days, you can get into a habit of moving, eating, and also, of course, adding the self-care piece. And then after 21 days, because there's community that's part of my program, they're still part of the community. They also took advantage of the one-on-one coaching, which is 1 hour, and they're keeping on going on their journey to wellness, which is the name of the program.
Great. So let's just back up. And what we're going to do is we're going to kind of work backwards, right? We're going to go back to what are the pain points that your ideal clients are struggling with?
Love it. No time, completely overwhelmed, and putting themselves on the back burner in terms of their self-worth and their self-value.
Okay. And also, when you're speaking with people, how passionately are they wanting to fix these issues versus they're just there to complain about them, but they don't really want to put a lot of work into fixing it?
That's a really good question. Yeah. Typically, people show up, and I've seen clients that have put themselves on the back burner for close to 18 years, which is basically when their children leave the house. So from birth of the child to child leaving house for going to college, no self-care whatsoever. I've seen that. And I've also seen people that maybe have a deadline, like a high school reunion or anything like that. And so they need a quick fix, like tomorrow, I want to get in shape. And other people that are basically struggling with secondary conditions, it could be that they have a lot of headaches, they can't sleep at night. Maybe they have digestive issues because their eating is out of whack. And then they come and see me and I tell them, well, it kind of is really just now accumulative stress because you're not taking care of yourself. And so we need to take a step back and weave in self-care in small little moments. So it's really called step-by-step starting your journey to wellness.
Okay, fabulous. Now, when you're talking to a client, I want to make sure that you're asking all the right questions.
Got it.
To find out if they are experiencing all the pain points that you're looking for.
Got it. Okay.
So that's number one. Number two, I want you to make sure that you are doing the least amount of talking and making sure that they are doing all the talking and you are doing the listening.
Okay.
Now, I know you're an educator, and whenever we're educators, we love to just jump in and educate. And so we end up talking about, hey, we can do this and we can do that and we can help you in this way and that way. But until you deeply understand A, what their pain points are, and B, how desperately they want to fix the pain points, it, no matter what you say, it doesn't necessarily align with what they're looking for, especially if they just are there to complain about, yeah, I really want to lose weight. And you're hearing, oh, I can help this person because that's what I do. And maybe what you haven't heard from them is, I don't really want to put any money or effort into this. I just want to complain about it, right? Mm-hmm. So as you're asking about the pain points, you want to create a list of questions that you're going to ask them, right? Like, do you suffer from sleep? And not just that, right? You also want to find out, not just do you suffer from sleep, but how is it affecting your day, right? Because I could say, well, I'm struggling with sleeping at night. And then when you ask me, how's it affecting my day? I could say, it doesn't really affect my day. I'm a little bit sleepy, but it's not that big a deal. So you want to really ask deeper and deeper questions about how their pain points are affecting their lives. Is it affecting their lives very adversely, moderately adversely, or not at all, right? And what's going wrong because of these things? So you want to find out all these questions. So really, it should be just an interview with them,
mm-hmm. Okay.
where you are not sharing information about how you can help them. You're interviewing them about how these things are affecting their life and their goals. And do they want to change it? And you want to ask them questions like, how desperately do you want to change it? What are you willing to do to make a change in your life? You want to ask questions such as, what would happen if you made no changes in your life a year from now, right? Where would you be a year from now if you don't make any changes? And if I say, okay, well, I will be in a worse shape, then you can always ask me, do you want to be in the same place you are today a year from now?
Thanks for listening to Negotiation with Alice. I want to remind you to visit ShekinahNegotiationAcademy.com. There, you will have access to multiple classes and lectures covering all aspects of negotiations. Professionals will find negotiation tips focused on closing customers. Also, there are personal growth strategies for negotiating milestones such as raises and navigating difficult topics in relationships. We look forward to seeing you on ShekinahNegotiationAcademy.com.
So you want to ask a lot of these questions because you're also, at the same time that you're talking to me and getting this information, you also want me to think deeply about my own condition,
mm-hmm.
right? And if you are feeding me information, that doesn't give me space to think about my own condition because you're trying to feed me a lot of information, right? And now I can just be thinking, and what I will do is I will see your mouth moving and I have my own thoughts like, oh, there's definitely going to be some cost coming up and I'm not ready to pay for it. So I'm not actually listening to you, right? I have my own dialogue, internal dialogue that's blocking your message So you want to get me talking. You want to get me thinking. You want me to think about, do I really want to change my condition in my life? Do I want to take an active role in it? Do I want to spend some amount of money or make an investment so that I will be better 6 months from now, a year from now? And what does my life look like if I changed everything, right? You can ask me, if you lived your best life, Alice, what would that look like? What would you be doing physically? What activities could you maybe be doing that you can't do right now? Right? And just give me some time to dream about what that looks like. So again, I'm talking, okay? So I want you to be listening. Once you get a good picture, you'll finally get a sense of like, okay, now I know what this person wants. Now I hear what her dreams are. And then you can finally say like, are you willing to hear how I can help you achieve that dream? And at that point, I'm probably going to say, yes, I'm curious to hear how you can help me. Because if you start that conversation at the beginning, before you hear about me, I'm not going to feel like you're talking to me. I'm going to feel like you're selling to me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. But if you have me share my dreams and my goals, and then you say, I'd love to share how I can help you get there, then I feel like, oh, okay, she has a better idea of who I am. Bonus points, before you even make that ask, you can show me that you have been listening to me by repeating it all back. Say, okay, so let me make sure that I understand what you're telling me, Alice. You're telling me that you're suffering from sleep, that you struggle to eat healthy all the time because you have a very busy life, and go through all the details that I shared with you so that I feel like you listened. Okay. Then you can also share back with me the dreams that you heard me express to you. And that's when you can say, if you'd be willing, I'd love to share with you how I can help you reach those dreams. And then you can go and talk about your program and how it relates to me very specifically. And then you can also share the price. Okay. Now, I might say, well, that price is too much. Okay, and you can say a couple different things. One thing is you can always think about when you're negotiating just one thing, which is money, it's very difficult, especially if you don't want to change the price. So you can always add time and you can say, I'm happy to do a payment plan. Do you want to do a payment plan where we break it up into two or three payments over time? And sometimes that's easier of a deal, right? So usually people will say, oh, okay, well, if we can do a payment plan, great, I'm in, right? So that's number one. Or you can always just say to yourself, like, maybe this is not the kind of person that I want to work with if they can't pay the fee that I have put together for this program. There's always that possibility that it's not the right target market if they can't afford your price, mm-hmm. right? I personally don't think your price is bad at all. I think it's a fabulous price for what you're giving people. And so, you know, if someone says, you know, actually, why don't we do a quick role play just for the fun of it? So why don't you just tell me, I'm going to be you, mm-hmm. and we're going to get to the part where I just tell you the price and you're going to tell me, you know, it's too expensive.
Okay. Awesome.
All right.
So the questions too, or just the part with
just the part, just the last part. Okay.
Because I wrote down the questions. I'm ready.
All right. So the price is, I don't forget, was it $297? The price is $297. Mm-hmm. So what do you think about that, Christiana?
That is a lot. I mean, with the holidays coming up and things like that, I'm definitely thinking that might be something I have to talk with my husband about it too.
Okay, great. So I'm just curious, price point aside, is this a program? Let's say we're not even going to talk about the price, right? Is this the kind of program that you're looking for? And do you feel like it would bring value to you in your life and help you achieving your goals?
Yeah, I mean, from what you told me, it did sound interesting.
Okay. And if you did not invest in this program, do you feel confident that you can reach your goals on your own?
Well, I haven't over the past 18 years, so I'm that client. Okay.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, there's always I can probably figure some stuff out, right? Well, now I'm kind of screwed.
Right? But it's like, I'm trying to show you, right? You said it yourself. I haven't done anything for 18 years, right? And so you're slowly starting to sell yourself because you're realizing, oh my gosh, like she's totally right. If I don't do this, nothing's going to change because I've been doing this nothing for 18 years. Right. And so you noticed yourself, you shifted a little bit. You said, well, maybe I can shift some things around. Right. So you want that person to basically sell themselves because you are asking them the right questions to make them think about what is important to them.
Got it. Okay.
Right. So it's not about, hey, are you willing to pay my price? It's about, are you willing to invest in yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's not about Christiana and your program price. It is about this person who thus far has not invested in themselves for 18 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they haven't put any energy and time and effort into their own care. You coming and talking to me is not going to change my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Me thinking about it deeply for myself is going to change my mind.
Okay.
Right? If you ask me all the right questions, I'm going to be like, oh, you're right. Like, I haven't really done anything in 18 years. So I really don't know how I would change. Right. But if you tell me this, I'm not going to listen to you because I'm going to be feeling like you're just trying to sell me a program. But if you ask me, now I'm starting to realize, oh, Christiana is probably right. I probably should prioritize this a little bit better for myself. So you want the person to really come to that conclusion because you're asking them the right questions.
So the questions, and I kind of had some ideas, what could that be, even a pop-up on my website? You know, sometimes you see these little self-assessment quizzes that would direct them to the program, right? Or maybe I send out a survey to my email list or anything like that.
Yes, right? You can do that too. As long as you're asking the questions or you have them take a self-assessment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. And that way it gets them thinking more along the lines of like, maybe this is a good program for me because you're asking them all of the self-reflective questions that they need to know to think about whether this is the right thing. Because if you tell me, you know, if you ask me all these questions and I start answering them and I start thinking to myself, wow, I think I need her program because based on everything I'm thinking about, I really need some help.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, have you done anything in the past X number of years to help your self-care move along to a more positive place,
mm-hmm.
right? And if I think to myself, I haven't, and you might write like, what's your alternative? If you don't take my program, what is your alternative? What's your other plan? Okay.
Oh, so helpful. Yeah, and of course it will, I'm going to write out the question. I'm going to practice the role play actually helps
yes.
a lot too, because I think that it makes you a little bit more confident describing the program, but also dealing with those little negotiations right there. So I'm going to practice with my children and with my husband.
Absolutely. And I also have an 8-week program where you come and just role play to your heart's content so that you can practice your own sales pitch until mm-hmm. you feel like I've got it solidly. So mm-hmm. definitely you want to check that out. But thank you, Christiana, for coming onto the show. I would love to have you come on again after you've had some of these conversations to let everyone know what kind of success you've had with this, you know, question type thing. So, yeah. So please come back again. And if someone would like to work with you, how can they reach you?
Yeah. So that program, I've worked with 75 people and they did actually lose a lot of weight. So that's another thing I can share. Body weight is usually the problem, but it's also just creating the time that seems overwhelming to even get started. So my program is called Journey to Wellness. My company, Hello Happy Nest, and you can find this on the website, hellohappynest.com. I have a podcast as well. It's called Happy Healthy Hustle. And I would love for you to check that out. We have a lot of fun and we talk a lot about health and wellness, but also about how you transform your life and come to that happier place. You can, of course, find me on Instagram. I post a fun little video every day to just bring a little smile on your face. And my short is there, hello.happy.nest. And I would love to connect with you, help you, and get you to your place where you would like to be.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for being on the show, Christiana. And listeners, if you like what she had to say, please check out her podcast and her Instagram. It sounds like she's got a lot of value for you, just waiting for you. And thank you so much. And listeners, thank you for tuning in to yet another episode of Negotiation with Alice. Please follow me and share with others. And please check out my website, ShekinahNegotiationAcademy.com. If you enjoyed my podcast, Negotiation with Alice, and are interested in working with me to level up your negotiation, communication, and persuasion skills, please check out ShekinahNegotiationAcademy.com. That's Shekinah, spelled ShekinahNegotiationAcademy.com. See you on the next podcast.